and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump hosted the French president at the White House today to discuss Ukraine.
It's in the best interest of the United States, the best interest in Europe, the best interest of Ukraine, and indeed the best interest of Russia to stop the killing now.
At a joint press conference, he said he's hopeful a deal could come soon.
Our focus is on achieving a ceasefire as soon as possible and ultimately a permanent peace.
Russian President Putin said today he hasn't had detailed discussions with Trump, but he said he's open to European countries participating in a peace settlement. President Macron on negotiating with Putin.
Being strong and having deterrence capacities is the only way to be sure it will be respected.
Many European leaders were in Ukraine today, marking 3 years since the Russian invasion. They vowed to continue supporting Ukraine with billions of dollars. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Adams County snowmobile trails join the growing list of closures. Here's Brittany Merlot with more.
With the warm weather in Wisconsin this week and snowmobile trails already running with minimal snow over the weekend, trails are now closed in many counties, including Marathon, Portage, Taylor, Wood, Lincoln, and Langlade.
The Wisconsin DMV is warning of a rise in online vehicle fraud. The number of online vehicle scams have increased recently. The scheme starts as a fake online storefront. The website or social media profile claims to be a Wisconsin dealership. You'll see stock images or photos of real vehicles, and real Wisconsin dealerships are included to make things seem legitimate. Advertised vehicles may be listed at below market value to make interested customers take the bait. Another warning signal is no in-person contact with the seller. The Wisconsin DMV is aware of multiple cases that follow this pattern. Sometimes the scammer interacts with the customer by phone or email, but after they receive the money by wire transfer, all contact stops. WisDOT has recommendations to help you avoid scammers. If you're the victim of a scam, you can file a dealer complaint along with other actions to protect your credit and information. Find out more at wisconsindmv.gov. Wisconsin Rapids Public School Elementary Art Show will be on display at McMillan Memorial Library. Beginning on Thursday, February 27th, you can see artwork by area elementary school students at the library. The display will run from February 27th through April 1st. There's a blood drive today at the former East Junior High School in Wisconsin Rapids. The Community Blood Center will be accepting donations from 2 to 7 p.m. at 311 Lincoln Street in Room 111. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks winning with backups. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston today to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Damian Lillard has been limited with a hamstring injury and marveled how backup guard Kevin Porter Jr. took over the game after being traded here from the Clippers.
I think, first of all, it was fun to watch. I think when you are a star in this league, a lot of times the weight of the game shifting is on you. KP scoring, from being able to see him since he was in high school to college to even, you know, his time in the NBA. I've seen him many times have huge nights.
Kevin Porter Jr., nicknamed Scoot, on what it's been like since he arrived in Milwaukee.
As soon as I came in here, I felt very welcome. And that's big. That's huge. Especially when you got people like Giannis, Dame, Doc, a winning organization, you know, the fan base, you know, how Milwaukee has welcomed me. And it's been beautiful, honestly. So I'm blessed to be where I'm at.
That's Bucks guard Kevin Porter Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here! Go!
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray sprinkle or shower, and a low in the upper 20s. Partly sunny and staying mild for tomorrow, high mid-40s. Another rain chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temps will stay much above average through the rest of the week. Right now it's 53.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
If you are feeling discombobulated lately, have I got the guy for you. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area is filling in for me on Tuesday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, February 24th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome our friends from the Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Looking forward to talking to Katie and Jess a little bit later. But right now, the only way for me to start the week is with Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. If I could start every week, I would this way. I'm just going to be honest with everybody. We are here to talk about their winter production, Arsenic and Old Lace. We've got some great people with us from the cast and, of course, our director here with us. I'm going to go down the line, let you guys introduce yourselves and your character. We'll start off that way.
I'm Kim Nicholas, and my character is Aunt Martha Brewster.
Thanks for being here, Kim.
My name is Seth Habhager, and I am playing Jonathan Brewster.
Appreciate you flying in, Seth. Thank you.
And I'm Stephanie Hearth, the director.
Always good to see you, Steph. Thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Appreciate you guys and your time so much. And right out the gate, want to say I appreciate your time certainly coming in here today, but all the time that you have put into this to take out of your personal lives to do this, to entertain our community, it is not lost on any of us. We appreciate you. And looking forward to you guys having a great run. Show kicks off this week. I know it's not news to you guys, because I imagine you had your Tech Saturday and Tech Days and stuff like that all building up to this. So before we dive into the characters and when you can check this out and rehearsal times and some of those things, Stephanie, I thought it might be a good idea because I don't normally worry about this with a show like this. Arsenic and Old Lace is one of the more popular, bigger comedies of all time, really. Right. But there might be some people out there who are not familiar with this one. If you can give us a little bit of a cliff notes, and it's not because I have a test later.
So it's a lot of stuff happening, but basically there's two sweet little old lady aunts who have been poisoning old men and burying them in the basement. You know, the usual.
We've all been.
Right. And so they have three nephews. One lives with them, and he thinks he's Teddy Roosevelt, and he helps them bury the bodies. They have a second nephew, Mortimer, who discovers that this has been happening, and that's kind of where the story kind of takes off from. And then we have our third character, Jonathan, who also has been murdering people, and then he comes back home because he's on the run because the last person he killed, his face is in the news, and so he wants to get another face. So he has a plastic surgeon who comes with him, and he changes his face, so he's on the run. And then Mortimer has a fiance, and he can't marry her because he thinks the family's crazy. There's just a lot. There's cops. There's all kind. There's just lots of stuff happening all the time.
Well done. Well done. I was trying to do a little homework on this one, and I couldn't really find any too much detail on it. But certainly, theater-wise, this is one of the first real successful dark comedies in America. Going back, like vaudeville traditionally did some things here and there, but they kind of got away from that when they started doing, you know, your everyday theater. This one kind of brought back some of that. Mm-hmm. And then the movie itself was one of the first of its like to really kind of have people laughing at murder.
Right.
Like,
yes. You know,
which we do all the time in one of the best shows on TV, and only Murders in the Building. I mean, but it's kind of cool to see that and so unique. And it's, you know, we were talking about this in the morning show a little bit about the normalization of some things. I refuse to let it be normal. A script that's been around this long and has been this is still this relevant, still this funny, still entertaining people. I find that to be amazing. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I've said that multiple times. Like, it's interesting how this show still stands and how this show still is funny and still has really, I mean, we're laughing all the time, whether we're supposed to be or not. But it's still, and the movie too, it's a classic. It's, yes, it's black and white and some people are intimidated by that, but it's very similar to the script. There's different things a little bit, but it's still really, really funny. My nephews, I made them watch it, and they were laughing, and they're little kids, you know, so.
Speaking of intimidating of that, Steph, you've done, you've worked a lot. You've done so much in this area, and especially at WRCT and with HOPO and that, so this certainly isn't your first rodeo right. directing. But directing a play of this stature or anything like that, was there anything about that that, I don't know if intimidating is even the right word.
No, that's absolutely absolutely the correct word. When I wasn't even sure, I wanted to be involved. I've loved the script since high school. Whether I was going to audition or not, I rewatched the movie and then I was like, oh, I love this show. But yes, it was very intimidating for the fact that it is so well known. It's very familiar to a lot of people. How much can I not change, but how much can I put myself into it as well, but also keeping it familiar and safe in a way that people, you know, hold on to something and they idolize it or they think of it in a specific way and you don't want to change that, but you want to kind of make it your own as well.
Yeah. Everything I've heard, you've done that. Everything I've heard, you've done it. You've found that balance.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait for this.
Once we started rehearsals, I didn't even think about it anymore. It just kind of became, I'm directing a play again. Here we go, you know. But in the beginning, it was in my head too much.
Understandable.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and go down the line here. Let you guys talk about your characters a little bit. And Kim, I'll start with you and your character.
Gosh, I think Aunt Martha is probably a repressed spinster who has a codependent relationship with her older sister, Abby. You know, art imitates life, maybe. I don't know. But we're having great fun with that. I think Martha's just, she loves the dramatic because she doesn't get a lot of drama, so she's either killing old men with poison and making great elderberry wine recipes, or she's cooking. Those are her two passions, I guess.
They're the two sisters are such unique and wonderful, beautiful
they
characters,
are, aren't yes. they? Thank you, dear.
It's
nice.
It's funny to me how, and I've talked with Seth and our audience about this a little bit. This is a movie that I've seen since I was literally like 5-6 years old. I've been watching this movie, and I rewatched it a little while ago. And when I rewatched it now as a kid, I want to be Cary Grant. That's all I'm focused on. That's what I want. All these things.
Right.
As I got older, I started to really appreciate the aunt so much more.
Yes.
The actresses are amazing. Most the actors in that movie, it's incredibly well cast. Mm-hmm. But those characters are so unique, and there are not enough roles like that for women in general.
No,
but this is something we say nowadays, and we see a lot of that it getting better. It's not where we need it to be yet, but it's getting better.
Right.
Whereas this is an older script. And something, and so there was even less opportunities back then for that. So just to be able to do a part like that, it's got to mean something. Have you been having fun with this? Has it been a while?
Are
since
you referring to my age? Is that where we're going here? Okay, because I like to point out I'm the oldest person in the room right now, and I did watch black and white TV as a child. So I think that there's not a lot of roles for women unless you're really young and you're a supermodel. And so I love the fact that the author of this, you know, the playwright of this, Cassie's two lovely old ladies as the leads of the show. And it's funny too because I feel like almost everybody's a lead in the show. But they really do have a nice juicy role that's just beyond what you would think of a sweet old lady, right? They're very empowered, as we would say today. But it's been great fun and I've loved every minute of it.
And I meant to ask beforehand, Kim, have you been on stage recently? Is this
this was terrifying. I would like to say, I'd like to point out, Seth is really terrifying in this. And every time, probably for the first, 6 weeks of rehearsal, every time he would do his role and he'd say, Aunt Martha, and I would just, my brain would freeze and then I would forget all my lines. So Seth, that is why I can't be cued in whenever you're talking, because I don't know, I'm very much in the moment when Seth is playing his role. I have now forgotten what the question is.
Doesn't matter.
What was it?
That was a great answer.
Yeah, I've been terrified the whole time. That's basically, I haven't done anything for probably 6 to 8 years. It was a very small thing that I did. And then it was like 20 years before that in high school when I played Nurse Kelly and Harvey. That's it.
Wow.
That is the extent of, you know, other than community theater when I was a child.
It's a great role, though, in Harvey. That's a great one. I bet you were great at that.
Oh. I barely remember.
I appreciate you sharing that, Kim, for a number of reasons. One, we certainly want to give you guys sellout crowds every single one of your nights throughout the whole run. We want to promote this show, promote local theater, promote the arts. But we always want to, we're recruiters, too. Yeah. We're recruiting right now. We want to get you out here, everybody. If you've ever thought about it, if you're like Kim, maybe it's been a while since you've been on stage or anything, get back out there. Get on in there. And we will meet you there. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit about auditions coming up, actually, a little bit later. Seth, your character, one of the more noteworthy ones, certainly in this show.
Well, I would say so. It's a role that ever since I found out that the original play starred Boris Karloff, which is an inside joke because the constant thing people say is that Jonathan looks like Boris Karloff. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to be in the movie. But it's a role that I thought it's funny. It's probably one of the more menacing roles, even though there's strangely has some goofy moments too, where he does have some comedy bits to it, but Jonathan is supposed to be very menacing throughout the whole thing, you know, scaring the bejeebers out of everyone because of the way he looks, you know, his face has been cut a whole bunch of times with plastic surgery. Part of the fun of the role isn't just Jonathan. It's his relationship with Dr. Einstein. And unfortunately, he's not here, but we have another first-timer at WRCT in Frank who's playing Dr. Einstein. He's a recent transplant from your hometown, Chicago. That's where he came from. And he hasn't been like what Kim was talking about. He hasn't been in theater in 20 years. And he decided, you know, learn the area kind of thing, join the community theater.
And you'd never know it. You would never know that he has not been in theater for 20 years. He's so
doing a fabulous job.
He's so funny.
And the height difference between us is very good because I tower over him, so it makes the whole thing look good. But the role specifically for Jonathan, I just find it fun to be able to play a character that everyone is like a little bit sort of afraid of kind of thing because it's so different from the way I am normally. I think I'm a bigger person, but I hope I don't intimidate people like that. I really, you know, I don't try to.
You are one of the better tag team partners I've had in radio, though, and you prove it once again because you just teed me up for where I wanted to go next.
All right.
And this stems on a little bit of what you were saying too, Kim, in both of your answers. Kim, you were teasing a little bit that you have maybe some things in common with this character or not, or what have you, and everything. And Seth talking about how vastly different he is from the character he's playing, and this isn't the first time he's done that. The idea of doing this, and again, recruiting tool to the audience out there, if you think, oh, how could I ever play this kind of character or something? Getting the chance to play somebody very different than yourself is one of the great releases in life, and especially with the arts, as well as playing somebody who might be a little bit closer to you than not. It gives you a little bit more ability to get into the role, maybe a little bit smoother for some. And that, did you guys enjoy both these aspects, the things you had in common with your character and the things that you didn't? Did you enjoy that?
Well, I don't usually murder men or poison them, so I did not relate with that at all. I would like to make that very
really
clear to the
it.
Public.
We don't know.
You know, I think that there is she's very naive, and she has that kind of double blind of what she's doing. Like, I kind of really love her character, that she just thinks everything is solved with getting things ready in the kitchen, right? Every scene, she's like, well, it's time to get things ready in the kitchen. And I love that about her just blindness as to what is actually happening in her crazy that way.
I didn't plan on this being a radio audition, but you may be working for us soon, Kim. You're awesome. You're fantastic. You're doing great. Seth, how about for you doing this?
Well, I the thing I like about Jonathan is that, you know, he's obviously insane. You know, he's crazy. Even though he doesn't seem like it, he's killed 12 or 13 people, depending
13.
On the day.
Right,
12, dear.
So there's nothing, you know, that I think of that's like, wow, is that part of me? The thing that I find interesting about him is that he basically is like, he just takes whatever he wants kind of thing. This is the way he's always been. You hear about his childhood and how he tormented Mortimer and tormented his aunts and everything. And he just kind of did thing, and it ends up with him making his face being completely unrecognizable. And he gets angry at everyone who says he looks like Boris Karloff. So it's to me, it's just, you know, they tell you, you know, when you have a role, even if it's the villain, make sure, you know, you're the hero in your own story, right? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the way you have to approach a guy like this, because otherwise it would be like, well, what am I doing, that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But otherwise, that's the fun of playing something like Jonathan, is that you get to be just completely different from the way you normally would be.
Kind of a similar question for you, Steph. I do missing you on the stage as an actor and everything. It was fun working, seeing you in Almost Maine and some stuff. It feels like it's been a while.
That was my last show. It's been 10 years.
I was just
going to
say, wow. Yeah, we got to get you back out there. But as a director, certainly we've noted this before, one of the founders of HOPO, you write and do plays all the time. The difference of writing and directing your own play and something that you've worked on like that and something like this. Mm-hmm. Do you find things you enjoy and dislike about the whole process with the difference between those two?
And I guess this is probably, other than the other main stage show I directed, Curious Savage, all my other kids shows I've directed, those are the only two I've directed main stage, but other kids shows I've directed, typically I go towards the fractured fairy tale route a lot of the times, and those are fun just for the sense that they're very familiar characters, but they are completely thrown into different situations that normally wouldn't has never happened. So that freedom to kind of play with those worlds, but also kind of do whatever you want at the same time. Like, so there is a difference, definitely, said, like with this show specifically, how it is so well known, it is so recognizable. People know something from it, whether, oh, I've heard of Arsenic. And the main thing people always seem to remember is Teddy running up the stairs yelling, "Charge!" Like, if you say that to someone, they're like, oh yeah, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So there's those very specific moments in the show that people are very familiar with. So you have to keep it what people know, but also, again, kind of throw your little twists and stuff on it. So I don't know if that answers the question, but the difference, like freedom versus, and like, especially, I mean, it is different working with kids versus adults as well too. And HOPO is such a time, like very, like a week time versus, you know, a couple months. And so that's that mentality. And sometimes feeling like when the shows are such a short amount of time, I feel like it's like high pressure the whole time. Mm-hmm. And this, something like this, it's kind of like, oh, I have time. And all of a sudden, oh no, here we are. So yeah, I almost feel like I have to have that constant pressure to remind myself that, yeah, there's...
We're speaking with the cast of Arsenic and Old Lace, and director Stephanie is here with us too. And Steph, we wanted to shout out some other people who aren't able to be with us today in the studio.
Yeah, so we have Don Jaminski is playing Abby Brewster, which is the other half of the Brewster sisters. Chris Williams is playing our Reverend Dr. Harper. Jeff Friday is Teddy Roosevelt, Teddy Brewster, but Teddy Roosevelt, you know. Wesley Floyd is Officer Brophy. Aaliyah Araro, I don't know how to say her name. Sorry. Okay, thank you, sorry. She is Officer Klein. We have Nicole Serwinski, who is Elaine Harper, which is the fiancé of Mortimer. Mortimer is being played by Stephen Witt. Jesse Gildenzoff is playing Mr. Gibbs, a potential victim. We have Frank, who we said earlier, he is Dr. Einstein. Phil Hartley is playing Officer O'Hara. Dick Antonoja is our Lieutenant Rooney, and Corey Rouse is Mr. Witherspoon.
I want to shout out all of them. I want to shout out the whole cast, or the whole crew as well. Yes. Everybody working behind the scenes. So appreciate you so much. None of this happens without those great workers behind the scenes. And keep in mind, everybody, all of this is it's all based on volunteerism and people taking time out of their lives to just do this out of the passion, out of the fun of it and everything. When it comes to that part of it, guys, for the audience and people especially that are curious about giving this a shot and bringing more and more people down to WRCT, how did you find the rehearsal process? How did you manage with that? Did you enjoy it? Did you find it a time restraint or a lot? How did it go for you? And I'll start with you, Kim.
Well, I don't think that I knew how, you know, time extensive it was, but at the same time, it was rehearsals were between 6:30 and 8:30, so I was able to move my schedule around to accommodate that. Mm-hmm. And actually, it was kind of nice to say, I'm done at 5:30, right? Mm-hmm. And because I have a job where, you know, I don't have set hours, so my hours could go all over the place. So I kind of worked around that, and I really kind of loved it.
Yeah.
So I think that my biggest thing was I wanted to get re-involved in the community again, and I thought this was a great way to meet people and just do something different than my normal career.
So I think that was really like, I don't know, I think it made me more enriched or I don't know how to explain that.
Oh,
like,
I think you have.
Do you know what I mean? When you do something, I think Stephanie and I were talking earlier and she said that getting out on the stage is like a feeling like you'll never, ever be able to recreate any place else because you're interacting with the audience, you're interacting with your character, and you're integrating the other members of the cast, and it's like magic. So I'm really looking forward to that, and I've really appreciated this opportunity.
Film and TV, commercials, all that stuff can be a lot of fun and everything, but it's so much more mechanical and kind of like stop, pause, stop, go. Theater is such a living organism. And it's such a dance between you and the audience. And it's one of the better dances you'll ever do. Kim, just as a side note, I am very, very appreciative that you took this chance and that you're doing this. Not only for the great example it is to our community and our audience and everything, but getting the chance to meet you and getting the chance to see you out there. Good on you for doing this.
Thanks.
You've already won. This is a great thing. You guys are going to have a great run. You're going to give this audience and this community a bunch of great laughs and everything. But people like yourself, Kim, you've already won. You've already accomplished like this. You're going to have a great time.
I am really, really looking forward to it.
Good. Yeah. Seth, how about for you?
Well, I think I've expounded a lot over the years.
Thank you for your time, Seth.
Yeah, and we're done. No. Yeah. But I think one for specifically for this one, it's like, you know, like, we just kind of, there's nothing like it. It's the feeling of interacting with the audience. The reason I do any type of theater is because it's fun. The bottom line is it's fun. Is it a lot of work? You bet. You know, there's a lot of time. Like she was talking about, rehearsals take a lot of time. Learning your lines takes all that much more time. Mm-hmm. You know, you got
to
set time aside for that.
We have to learn our lines? Uh-oh.
Is that how that works? Yeah. Yeah. So that, you know, we're not, we said that many times. You know, it's a time commitment for sure. But the payoff, meeting people, spending time, getting to know people on what we're doing it, and then putting it in front of an audience, excuse me, and getting that energy back and forth, the give and take with the audience. There's nothing at all like it.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing. And every show, of course, goes a little differently. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, you feel like you've accomplished something. It's an amazing feeling when you're done. So for me, that's the big part of it, is all of that.
Can I add something real quick?
Please.
So the first night that I tried out, I really didn't think I was going to get the role, but they called me. I was like shocked over it. Like, remember, Stephanie, you called me. It was like 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, what? Okay. And then the first night that we met, I looked around the room thinking, I don't know hardly. I knew Phil Hartley, but I didn't really. And I knew you, Steph, but I didn't really know anybody. And I thought, by the time this is done, we are all going to be friends. Mm-hmm. And that is, I guess, if there is one thing, it's a better answer than what I gave you earlier.
Oh, no. Both are good.
Yeah.
Both are good.
And that's how I feel. Like, we're all friends now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to kind of point on that, again, like we were talking earlier, I said, my high school drama teacher used to say, like, this is a high you can never duplicate. Especially with a comedy, you get that instant gratification when the audience is laughing at you. They're like, it just makes you feel like, mm-hmm. the best person and the greatest moment in your life. Like it sounds like super, I don't know selfish or whatever, but it's just such a fun high. It's such a, it's a motivator. It makes you feel really good about yourself. Like it's a great feeling.
You really got to experience it to know what we're talking about.
Exactly.
I really do. Yep. Come on down and experience the show and then maybe come out and audition for Noises Off. The auditions are coming up March 10th and 11th. Mark that on your calendar, everybody. And be sure to meet us at WRCT for all these great main stage shows. And especially this one coming up February 27th. And 28th, 11, 7 o'clock show. March 1st, 11, 2 o'clock matinee. Coming back the next week with the same schedule, March 6th and 7th, 7 o'clock shows. March 8th, 2 o'clock matinee. Get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. Have a great run, y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. the craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Making history for African Americans, women, and STEM professions, our Black History Month feature today is on Katherine Johnson. Here's Lisa Hale.
Called a human computer for her mathematical capabilities, Creola Katherine Johnson was critical to the success of the first manned space flights in the United States. Johnson's work was made famous by the movie Hidden Figures, which took a Hollywood look at her work on the Project Mercury space flights, including those for Alan Shepard and John Glenn. She calculated trajectories, launch windows, and return paths.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here. Right here.
At a time when America was rife with racial tension and many areas of the South were segregated, Johnson's work at NASA was crucial to the historical moon missions. She went on to shape America's space shuttle program as well. She spent her later years encouraging students to enter science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM fields. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She was given the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019. When she died on February 24, 2020, NASA's Administrator Jim Bridenstine called her an American hero. In 2021, she was posthumously inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. For furthering space exploration, encouraging and inspiring students, and serving as a pioneering example of African-American women in STEM fields, Katherine Johnson is not a hidden figure, but a historical figure for Black History Month.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Trust fund kid Elon Musk has drawn a lot of political criticism lately, but now he's under fire for being a bad parent from his own father. Errol Musk appeared on the Wide Awake podcast and said that his son will probably shoot him for saying this, but Elon is not a good father. This comes after rumors that Musk had fathered a 13th child, somehow with 16 women. Should probably fact check that. It's important to note that just a couple years ago, Errol Musk admitted to having a second child with his stepdaughter, who was only 4 years old when he married the child's mother, according to Rolling Stone. Errol and the girl's mom have two children of their own, as Musk apparently wanted his future baby mama to have playmates. For the record, Rolling Stone also reported that Elon Musk is not a fan of his father. He called him a terrible human being who has done every evil thing or crime you could possibly imagine, which is probably why they decided not to have kids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, maybe a stray sprinkle or shower, and a low in the upper 20s. Partly sunny and staying mild for tomorrow, high mid-40s. Another rain chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Temps will stay much above average through the rest of the week. Right now it's 53.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures one in three adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes, In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Maggie Dawn.
Superintendent Brittany Kinzer is endorsed by Moms for Liberty. What threats are posed to your kids' education by the candidate for the superintendency? We discuss with Dan Schaefer at 2:30.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, February 24th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. And in part two today, we're going to speak with our great friends from the Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area. I will let you both introduce yourselves, and then we'll get going here.
Hi, I'm Jessica Hernandez. I think it's formally, I kind of get a little offended when people call me Jessica, but Jess, I prefer. Okay. I'm the elementary director at the Boys and Girls Club here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Excellent, excellent. And it's nice to meet you, Jess. Thanks for being
nice
here.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
And Katie.
And I'm Katie Johnson. I'm the Marketing and Special Events Director at the club.
Katie, thank you for coming back. Good to see you again. Appreciate the time. And I want to thank you both and the staff and everybody out there, all the volunteers and all the people that do so much great work at the Boys and Girls Club. You're really impacting our future, investment in our future. We greatly appreciate the work that's going on over there. And we're going to dive into some of that right now, Katie, because we've got certainly our intros out of the way. Now, let's go on with what's going on at the club. Let's dive right into that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, there's a lot of events and programs happening at our club this year and the spring coming up. So the main thing happening right now is that we're planning for our A Toast to Great Futures. It's one of our biggest fundraiser events of the year, and we're super excited to get the planning going right now and get the message out there that we're gearing up for this event. And before we can even get the planning going, we need to thank our sponsors. Mm-hmm. We have some really great corporate sponsors that help us get this started. And so I just want to do that. Quick shout out to Richard's Liquor. Mm-hmm. Zach does a phenomenal job behind the scenes for us, making sure that this event is a success. And he's really dedicated to our mission as well. Also, we want to thank our corporate club sponsors of Wood Trust, Bell Family Charitable Foundation, and Solaris and Strongbridge Wealth Advisors. Mm-hmm. So through their support, we can start planning, and we're hosting a wine, beer, and spirits tasting event.
We'll get into the details of the event, but I do want to just make a note to all those sponsors out there, thank them, and remind everybody, buying local, supporting local, and one of the greater ways that marketing 101. You want to get your most bang for your buck. Attaching yourself to a nonprofit, attaching yourself to events like this, you just never know who might see it otherwise. And it is one of the greater ways to invest in your community. It's a true win-win kind of situation for the business and the nonprofit and the event and these kids. It's a real big note to all those great businesses out there. For those that may not be familiar with the event, Katie, let's go ahead and let's break it down for them and let them know what to look forward to.
All right. So our event is a wine, beer, and spirits tasting event. It's an experience where you can come out to the Ridges have an all-inclusive sampling of local brews, different wine, variety of different wines, and as well as top-notch vendors for our different spirits and mocktails that we'll be having as well. So throughout the evening, you can come in and get a complimentary glass and choose to explore the different vendors and taste, as well as participate in our raffles and fundraising events there. We have a wine poll sponsored by Strongbridge as well. And that way, so everybody can win. So you can participate and get a chance to win the top-notch mm-hmm. wine of the night, mm-hmm. As well as just appetizers and desserts and just enjoying the evening together.
It's an interesting event. It's a great event. And one of the things that I remember the first time talking about this was, this is for the Boys and Girls Club. This is a very adult-centric event. That's an interesting kind of combination there and everything. But in really working with the Boys and Girls Club more and talking more with you all and everything, the understanding of how... how this is an opportunity for so many adults out there. Maybe, you know, you're an adult and your kids are in school or something, but there's a lot of us. My kids are in their 20s, you know, and I haven't really even touched base with the school world that much and everything. Here's an opportunity to create some empathy. Here's some opportunity to create some understanding, too, of what it is like to have a kid in school right now and what it's like even for kids nowadays. There are so many different factors now than there were 20 years ago or even 5, 10 years ago. So the creation, this the opportunity this gives for the empathy of that and the understanding of that, too, is a great part of this event. While it's a kind of a side story, if you will, it's not the main headline or anything, I do look for these added bonuses to things all the time, and especially with events like this. And here's one of those added bonuses to this event where it gives people an opportunity to maybe touch, put their foot into that world a little bit more and get rehashed with a little bit, understanding of it. I do think it's very brave in Wisconsin to do an event based on spirits. No, I'm joking. It's really, again, a smart idea of this, too. Another fun part of this. And yes, yeah, you know, we all here in the state, we may know a drink, have a drink, have our favorite beer, what have you. Here's an opportunity to try some different stuff, too. Maybe sample some different things.
Exactly. And like you said, it's a great community event. Networking with each other, just a nice night out, something with a little variety and as an opportunity just to try new things. So it's going to be on Friday, April 11th at the Ridges Golf Course and Banquet Facility, and it runs from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock that night.
Are there still sponsorship opportunities? Can people still be a part of the event if they'd like?
Yes. Like I said, we're just starting off with our planning. So we have some great corporate sponsors that we mentioned, but we're also looking for sponsorship opportunities now to be part of the event and help us, again, make that connection to our community, to our local youth. So again, all proceeds to this event does stay right here in Wisconsin Rapids area for our Boys and Girls Club kids. Mm-hmm. So it really supports our mission, and we are looking for local businesses to help support that in different sponsorship opportunities.
Let's dive into that one a little bit more, Katie and Jess, because this event, and you touched on this before, this is one of your, if not your biggest, a fundraiser, certainly one of the major ones that you have. And to be fair, Boys and Girls Club is not able to have that many events. We deal with this. I'm on the board at the Family Center, and it goes on over there, too. We can only have so many events a year. We really got to make them pop. We really got to make them work and help and benefit the work that you guys are doing over there. Can we dive into how this event impacts this, what you guys do over there and some of the impact the event has on the club?
Right. So like I mentioned, it goes, you know, all proceeds do go directly to our club here, and it helps us to continue to serve over 1,300 area youth and teens. And we offer, again, after school and before and after school programming, our summer programs. And again, we're continuing to build our support in the local school districts, as well as start new developments in our programs throughout our different centers. As Jess here has been leading our team through building up our club to be a trauma-informed team. Mm-hmm. We're also focused on engagement with our teens, as well as recruiting more teens, and continuing to build on that social-emotional support that and role models and great positive environment for our youth.
Mm-hmm. Great notes there, Katie. Thank you for that. Jess, how has this impacted like spring break programming, some of these things, some of the stuff that Katie's talking about there? How has it done for you from what your perspective, from what you can see?
I mean, really, the biggest impact right now, I would say, especially with the time, spring break coming up, we have a lot of things planned. So during spring break, we are open from 7:30 to 5:30. So, you know, our youth, our community mm-hmm. youth mm-hmm. have somewhere to go. Mm-hmm. During that week. So typically for long extended breaks or no school days, we like to kind of plan our programming around a theme. So this year I am going to have spring break kind of themed around like a Hollywood red carpet theme. Mm. Yeah.
That's cool. That's a cool idea.
I know. I'm really excited. I'm like, you know, looking on Amazon and Pinterest and like, you know, trying to figure out how we can make it like just, you know, dramatic. And, you know, I'm debating on buying like this 50 foot long, like red carpet, you know, just because I want the kids to have that, you know, that sense of like, you know, wow, they did this for us.
Yeah.
And like, it's fun and it's just, you know, inviting instead of a couple of posters, like, you know, Hollywood, like we want the kids to feel like, you know, the work that we put in and the things that we receive, like the input output, it's for them.
Yeah.
They deserve it, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping this year with the spring break, It really makes that impact on the kids as far as, you know, having that sense of belonging and feeling like, you know, they can have fun.
Well, and it sounds like you're onto something there. You really got something there. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they are going to have a great one. And we're able to do things like that because of this event and events like this. It helps fund having spring break, having some of these programs that we have over at the Boys and Girls Club. So when you're attending this great event and you're having a good time and you're maybe trying a different wine you haven't had before, a beer or something like that, you can know that you're also investing in your community. You are literally investing in your community and helping the greatest resource we have in this world in our kids. I double checked before the interview. They're still the future, everybody. I did just double check, just real make sure. And it turns out kids are the future. There is not a better investment we can make. And these programs, too, not only did they have an impact like Jess was speaking to there and everything, but also it's not lost, I'm sure, on the audience. Even if, again, you're like me and your kids aren't in school or in need daycare, the lack of daycare and some of the things we have in this community, let alone around the country right now. So the things that the Boys and Girls Club are offering are not only fun and interesting for kids, they're vital to our community. They're incredibly important to our community right now. Let's dive into, we got to the spring break a little bit. There are some other events we wanted to keep in mind with the club too, Katie. Let's go ahead and touch on some of those.
Right. We've got a great lineup this year. Like I said, we're getting ready for spring and this great weather today helps out. But,
sure does, yeah.
So again, our Toast Great Futures is April 11th. That's our first event coming up. And then we will have our summer registration. So the open to get ready for our summer programming. So again, Jess will have a lot to get ready for and planning. Mm-hmm. And she does a great job, like she said, getting that focus around our kids and making them feel belonged at our club. But summer registration is going to open up on April 1st at 8 a.m. Mm. And that is all done online. Mm. So parents and families can go out to our website to register. And that is at bgcwra.org. Mm-hmm. As well as coming up, we have our wonderful golf outing. That's our next big fundraiser. Yeah. We partner with Next Home Partners and Richard's Liquor, again, as our presenting sponsors, getting that event going for us. But that will be held on Friday, May 16th. And again, at Ridges with a tee-off time at 3 p.m. So it's a nine-hole event. Sponsorship for that is open as well.
It is open.
We can do a whole sponsorship with golfers. So a team of four. We're also promoting that the teams come up with a theme or even dress up in character or have more fun with it. So we're looking for that event on Friday, May 16th. Other events we have going on, we're right next to the YMCA. We're community partners. And so we've been in our building at our location on West Grand now 5 years.
Whoa.
So we opened in 2020. Actually, this summer will be the grand reopening or anniversary party that we're going to be having. So it's our 5-year anniversary picnic in partnership with the YMCA. And right now we have that scheduled in for June 12th for in the afternoon. We also have then the summer program, besides registration happening soon, the summer programming, just to get parents and families to know that date, because there is a little bit of an in-between time from the time school ends to the time we open. And that's to get our staff prepared and our club prepared for the long summer, and as we have kids there all day long. Summer program will actually start on June 16th.
Excellent.
And just the last event right now that we have planned is in partnership with the Cranberry Festival this summer, which will be the Chalk It Up event that we host outside of our club.
Mm-hmm. Another fun one. And all of these are great. They're exciting. They're fun. The community has a lot of fun with them. I just want to take a moment to kind of touch on a couple of these real quick. And we'll certainly have you guys back and talk about these more when we get closer to them. And we'll be talking about them on our morning show and encouraging a good turnout for all of these. The summer registration, that one, if people want to know more about what's registered, what there is open, or what different things they can, certainly go into the website, certainly can find out more details on that. But the golf outing is one that, and I'm not a golfer, but my little brother is. And he lives in Oshkosh now with his family and everything. He will reach out to me. I guarantee you, a week or two before this, hey, did you hear anything about the golf outing? Like, it's still something he comes back for. And there's so many people in the community that love this event. The themes that you mentioned there is a big selling point, is a big fun part of this and everything. But one of the things, and I feel like every year after the event, I have somebody from Midday Magazine that comes in that attended it, and they're raving about it. And one of the things that they're talking about is how much fun they had and how much they miss golfing and being out there or that. But the knowing that during all of that, you're also investing in our community. It's not lost on the people that we're very fortunate in this area. We got a lot of good people in this area, a lot of people that love to put into their community. But so many of us, how do I do that? What can I do? Sometimes these things can seem so big and such a gigantic problem. How can I do something? Well, pick up a golf club. There you go. You just helped out the community just by being a part of this event and getting out there, getting some sun. I don't know enough about golf to really reference too many things, but I do know that everybody that does it has fun. And there you go. You had a good time while also investing in the community. The five-year anniversary, I can remember touring the building when it was just being put together. It feels like it was 2 days ago. That's incredible. 5 years in that building. That's an accomplishment. That's a good feeling.
And I think we're really getting the space, utilizing the space to our best ability as well. We've continued to develop that space. Again, Jess is our Wisconsin Rapids director, youth director. She has created a Zen zone and made that a space for our kids, as well as just the type of programming and rotations that she does to keep it entertaining there. But we also do encourage anybody, if they want to come in and see the club, we do, we can schedule tours with your group or yourself. We'd love to have people come in and visit.
Mm-hmm. And a big tip of the hat, too, of the work that you're doing there, Jess, all of you are doing, but just mentioning it's been brought up a little bit here about the physical activity and the kids having fun and keeping their minds engaged and ready. That's a big part of, these programs and what's going on over there. But again, one of the subjects that I am so encouraged by is the approach to mental health and the focus on that with our youth. So many of us at our ages, at our very different ages here and everything, really didn't have a ton of this growing up. And it's a different world now. And the more we're approaching that at a younger age, the better these kids are going to be off when they're ancient like me, in their 40s. And stuff. They're that much better off. They're that much more. We're making the idea of making a better future. It seems almost black and white in some ways. Oh, we invest in this. We help kids with education in this. They're going to go off and they'll have careers and all that. But we lost sight a little bit of the other aspect of that and the mental health part of this. Now we're getting better about it. We're talking about this in a raised voice. We're approaching the topic. Now the real heavy lifting gets done. And it begins a lot of it with our kids and focusing on that and caring about that. Asking the simplest of questions of how your day was and truly listening, not just waiting for to tell how your day was or something. So much of the work that you guys are doing is at that ground level. I really admire that. I really appreciate it. I think it's one of the better investments of all the things we're talking about that goes into these programs and goes into what our future of these kids.
Yeah.
Good work,
absolutely.
Jess.
I agree. Good work. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's wrap up and just mention the details one more time about A Toast to Great Futures. Katie, if you don't mind, let's get into the details of when people can mark this on their calendars and also be a part of it as far as sponsors go.
Yeah, so again, it's going to be held on Friday, April 11th, our Toast to Great Futures event, wine and beer tasting, and it will be at the Ridges from 7 o'clock till 10 o'clock that night. It's a Friday night. To sign up for sponsorship or learn more about the event, you can definitely reach out to myself, Katie Johnson, at the Boys and Girls Club. You can contact me by email at kjohnson@bgcwra.org, or my number is 715-818-6126, or again, right through our website. We have that information out there, which is bgcwra.org. Again, it's a great fun night. We're looking for sponsorship. There's the list of the different levels of sponsorship are on our website as well. We do have a Facebook event page for it, an event page. So specifically to this event, it's separate from our current club Facebook. So the Facebook, it's facebook.com/A Toast to Great Futures.
Mm-hmm. And do want to remind everybody that we can always use more hands on deck. Whether it's this event or other events coming up, could always use volunteers with different things, and certainly even everyday things that are going on over at the Boys and Girls Club. It's a great opportunity, especially for people out there looking for ways to impact their community, help out in their community. Here's a great one for you right here, and you get to work with these great people. You can't go wrong. It's a great building too, by the way. I encourage you to do that, and if you want to do that or possibly donate, Katie, just send them to the website. Is that kind of the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, definitely for volunteer. We have a volunteer application online as well. And then we'll work with our membership coordinator and kind of go through the next steps. So you can always call into the club or look at the information online.
And if you want to find out more, because we've only scratched the surface about things going on over at the Boys and Girls Club, everybody. If you want to find out more, I encourage you again to go to that website, look under their program info or getting involved. They have some great tabs, and it's a fantastic website, by the way. I really do love the website. Find out more about that at bgcwra.org, bgcwra.org. And be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on everything they're doing over there. And share those posts on your page. You just never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise. Appreciate the time, you two, and everything you're putting into the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will have more Midday Magazine coming up for you throughout the week. And keep in mind, this was just the start of a great week of Midday Magazine. Tomorrow at 4, we will welcome in our friends from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and in part 2, the Family Center. Wednesday, we'll have Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimo with us, along with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and in part 2, the ODC. Thursday, our friends, Family Natural Foods will be with us, along with UW Extension's Janelle Weir, and we'll wrap up the week in part 1 with the ADRC, and in part 2, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Ron Rasmussen going to be joining us. It's going to be a great week of shows. A big thank you to Pam Hilke and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. Stick around, we got more coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends. Period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. President Trump hosted the French president at the White House today as Ukraine marked 3 years since Russia's invasion. Despite concerns from Europe, Trump said a deal to end the war could be near.
A lot of good things toward peace are happening, moving it, I think, pretty quickly.
Russian President Putin said he hasn't had any detailed discussions with Trump. The Associated Press is reporting that new FBI Director Kash Patel was sworn in today as acting chief of the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. It isn't clear what President Trump plans to do with that agency, which Republicans have criticized. Doctors in Rome say the Pope has improved slightly, but is still in critical condition. There are prayer services in St. Peter's Square.
You're very sad. He's one of the, I think, one of the greatest popes we've had.
The Vatican says the Pope remains upbeat and even got in some work today. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Join us on the next Midday Magazine in part one as we welcome the heart of Wisconsin